Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. That's the Rascals. Bringing us back. Once upon a time, they were called the Young Rascals, and then they got older, and they just started calling themselves the Rascals. I'm Jim Blasingame. I've been called a lot of different things, but these days, I'm the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad to be able to hang out with you and talk to you about your small business and my small business and Tom Anastasi's small business, for that matter. As you know, we've got our outstanding Brain Trust member, of which Tom is a great member, has been now for a while, and most of our folks are small business owners, right, Tom? I mean, you're out there making your way in the marketplace on your own, aren't you?
I am.
I own a
small theater company, and my wife and I, because between the two of us, we have 7 books out, so we have a book company, and I help many, many businesses with SCORE. And with the SBDC, so it's wonderful.
Right, it's good to have you continue to be with us. And the website is TomAnastasi.com. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur, and you can find more about him also on our website, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And go back and listen, folks, especially if you're just getting your business going, you're kind of a young business or you're a startup, go back and listen to some of the things that Tom has taught us over the time that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. A lot of good stuff there, and it's still evergreen, right? Today, whatever he told us the first time is still something that will benefit you today. So check all that out and all the other things at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hey, Tom, we're talking about personality, and I want to continue that thought. Are there 3 basic types that you identified? The judger, the perceiver, and the sensor. Is that right?
Right.
All right. And the judger is the one who says, okay, I'm going to set a deadline, I'm going to go on that deadline. The perceiver is the one who really gets ready way early, but maybe doesn't pull the trigger. And then when the time has to come, and then the sensor. Talk to us about that one a little bit more.
Well, the sensor, they're the people who want the facts and the details. So they're going to sit there and really think about everything that could possibly go wrong and all the getches. It's the gotchas that get you.
Right.
And which is wonderful.
Analysis paralysis.
Exactly. Now, the opposite of that person is the intuitive person. And by the way, all these are, if you want to find out your own type, it's all based on the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator.
Right.
Through Consulting Psychologist Press, and there's a lot of online versions of the MBTI,
right,
which you can find. The intuitive person, they're the big picture person. They're the ones that they don't want to get involved in details. Now, this is the one that most entrepreneurs are, because entrepreneurs will jump off the plane. And then on their way down, they'll wonder, "Gee, do I have a parachute?"
And on the way down, they'll say, "Well, so far so good, right?"
So far, exactly. So what happens is having this big picture is wonderful, but then you forget about the details. So what do you do? Well, sit there and go to a detail-oriented person, and this is where going to SCORE or for free. Or going to an accountant or a lawyer.
SBDC, one of the Small Business Development Centers, or any of those guys.
Yeah, and they're going to tell you, okay, you know, you need to be a S corporation or an LLC, and all these things that entrepreneurs sometimes, you know, don't even want to deal with. I just want to get my business started. But think of all those details at the beginning, and that's very, very important. Now, being a big picture person is wonderful, but then sometimes details, for instance, overhead expenses is a detail that lots of people forget about.
Well, but you know, what I remind people about, Tom, is everybody loves a baby. Nobody doesn't love a sweet little cuddly, cooey baby. You know, we all want to just take a bite out of them, right? They're so sweet. But occasionally, the diaper has to be changed. Right? And are occasionally they cry, or they won't. They get their night, days and nights mixed up. And it's kind of like that with a business. And everybody wants to be a business owner, but occasionally you got to pay bills. Occasionally the customers don't do what you think they're going to do. Sometimes you make a mistake, and you got to deal with it, don't you?
Yeah, and the intuitives are going to think, you know, it'll all work out. You know, we'll just think of things, and they love to think, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in advance, which is extremely important for strategic planning purposes. However, you've got to meet this one's rent,
mm-hmm.
and so you've got to have both. You know, I know your next guest is going to talk about partnerships, and sometimes having people with different personality types can be a good thing because they can fill gaps, but they can annoy each other so much because they think each other's being difficult.
Right.
There are no bad personality types.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, Tom. That's an important thing to point out. There's no bad personality types. And the other thing, Tom, as we wrap up, is whatever personality you decide that you are, you determine you are, and you need to do that. You need to hire the other kind of person to work with you as soon as you can, right, Tom?
Yes, which we typically don't do because mm-hmm. we tend to want to hire people very similar to ourselves.
Right.
But that's where you need to find that person who is the very detailed person or the very big picture person.
Right, one or the other. You got to do that. I've actually known people who founded companies, realized they weren't the right person to be the CEO, and they fired themselves from being the CEO, demoted themselves to VP, and hired. They still own the company, but then they hired a CEO. Now, that's smart, wasn't it, Tom?
That's very smart.
Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.